What's up, wrestling fans? Welcome to the Clash of Champions pay-per-view predictions and match card rundown for the Smark Out Moment Smack Talk podcast for the week. This is our main event. If you haven't checked out the hot tags already and the IWC outreach, go back and check them out. And who's going to be talking for this edition? Well, I'm your host, Tony Mango, and joining me on the panel, I've got with me Kaelin Ferris.
How's it going?
And Drew White.
And a meowzas. Whoa.
So stupid. So as I mentioned before, we are going to be giving our rundown of our predictions for all the matches that they've so far announced for Clash of Champions 2016. Now, we're recording this Tuesday night. SmackDown is over with, although that doesn't really factor in all that much anyway, because this is a Raw-branded pay-per-view. But who knows, maybe Wednesday, Thursday, they decide to add something else to the card. Still think that there is a possibility for at least one match to be added. I'm going to get to that in a little bit. But the first thing I want to ask you guys, this is going to be the first Clash of Champions. Technically the first ever, because the WCW event was Clash of the Champions. And this used to be Night of Champions. Why bother changing it? I mean, we had originally Night of Champions. Well, originally it was Vengeance Night of Champions. And then they started doing this gimmick of every title is being defended. Now that we have separate brands, it's not every title being defended, it's every Raw title, which is going to be pretty much every pay-per-view anyway, so it's sort of seeming kind of pointless here, but Kaelin, what do you think about the whole name change from Night of Champions to Clash of Champions?
The name change was kind of pointless. It's just minutia at this point. Why I don't get why they're doing it. And yes, as you pointed out, basically nearly every time each title is on the line. Occasionally they'll do a tag match or something, so one of the champions is in a tag match, but usually the titles are on the line. So as far as making it a gimmick type pay-per-view, it really doesn't make much sense since it's such a common thing to happen anyway.
Drew, wouldn't it make more sense if the Clash of the Champions meant that the champions were fighting each other?
Tony, you know I think that, and I feel like I've complained about this a number of times in a number of ways, but I still think it's stupid that they're not doing that. It's not even Clash of Champions. The champions are not facing each other. Mm-hmm. It's going to bug me. If I end up going to this on Sunday, every time they say something about it, it's going to bug me. And then when I come home and watch the pay-per-view a second time, it's going to fucking bug me then. So really, this pay-per-view is already pissing me off.
If anything, it should be in the inter-brand sort of pay-per-view. It should be, yes, Owens versus Styles, Charlotte versus Becky, Rusev versus Miz, etc.
And then the bragging rights team match, because that doesn't have an actual championship. And then you can do your Shane McMahon versus Triple H match that you apparently seems like they're building towards, at least like to a certain extent.
Be kind of cool. See, there's no Cruiserweight Championship on SmackDown, so you know, what would you do with that, Tony?
Then what you do is you have
nothing.
The Cruiserweight Championship be a different color. And then everybody's happy. Doesn't matter. Okay.
So wait, hold on. What would the Cruiserweight Championship be if it was on SmackDown? Like, what color would they have?
Blue.
No, it would be yellow.
Actually, yeah, it would be yellow because it's the complimentary one that they were using, which would be the hideous, most hideous title that they've ever had. A yellow championship with that fucking...
So you know, are you not a fan of that belt?
Cruiserweight?
Yeah.
I would like it a hell of a lot more if it was a black strap.
Oh.
Yeah, I like the version that you posted on our group about that better. We switched the colors.
It's growing on me a bit. I don't hate it. I didn't really hate it, but I don't hate it, but I can understand why people do. The logo looks kind of cool, but the purple strap is something that's going to take a while to get used to.
I don't like any of the colored straps.
Well, you're wrong. The white one's awesome.
Oh, the white one's okay. Well, that's desaturated. That doesn't count. The black and the white ones, then, like, those aren't really the same colors. The red ones, the blue ones, that kind of stuff, it throws me off. I did like, I didn't watch it, but it must have been an episode of Talking Smack where Daniel Bryan's like, they like our championships, nobody likes the Raw ones.
Well, you know, I know you guys are still not a fan of the red title, but I like it. I'm surprised they haven't changed the Raw tag team titles yet. Or do something with, like, the United States title. Actually, do you think the United States, the Intercontinental title, will get changed?
I don't think so.
Yeah, I doubt it.
I like them. Well, I like the Intercontinental one.
And I don't know, the strap on Owens is growing on me, the red belt.
I mean, it was growing on me on Finn. It made sense because he's always the demon and it's red.
Yeah, we got a good, what, like 45 minutes with that?
Hey, it was the best 45 minutes I've ever seen with that belt. Kevin's is doing okay with it, I guess.
Kevin's?
Yeah, well, you know, there's more than one because they're all fat.
Owen Kevin's.
Have you ever met a non-skinny Kevin? You haven't. They're all fat.
Kevin McAllister.
I think Kevins that I know were skinny.
Well, you know, I've never seen the Kevin out of McAllister's because it's healthy food and Kevins are fat.
Kevin? All right, well, we're going to talk about the actual card itself and not just Home Alone, even though Home Alone's awesome. And we're coming up a couple months from now. I'm going to end up having to watch those two again. The only Christmas movie that I watch every year. Well, that and Bad Santa. Anyway, let's talk about the pre-show kickoff match. It's going to be Nia Jax utterly destroying Alicia Fox. I highly doubt anybody thinks that there's going to be anything other than that, right?
I don't know. I think Alicia has a shot.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to be as much of a squash match as the ones we've seen Nia do in the last couple of months. But of course, she's going to completely dominate Alicia Fox.
Yeah. And if anything else were to happen, then, you know, bend me over and fuck me sideways. But Nia Jax is going to destroy Alicia.
Well, if anything else does happen, I am not going to take you up on that offer, but I will be surprised. I think if anything does happen outside of this, it's going to be something weird where, like, Nia Jax is posing and Alicia Fox gets, like, a roll-up win or something like that.
Do you think Alicia Fox could roll up Nia? Or do you think Nia could do a proper roll-up?
I think she could eat a proper roll-up. You know, when she gets done all the Snickers, she goes to the free roll-ups.
How many free roll-ups do you think she could shove in her mouth at once?
How many are in a box?
No. Well, all of them.
There
she doesn't eat fruit by the foot. She eats fruit by the mile.
God damn it.
There's not a match that's been announced for this, but I think that it's going to be added to the pre-show. So I figure why not talk about it? I don't think it's going to be on the main show itself. And it would be really awkward if they don't include these people in some fashion. But I think we're getting Shining Stars versus Enzo and Cass.
Hmm.
Yeah, it is weird that Enzo and Cass don't have a scheduled match, so that would make sense.
And they could quickly beat the two idiots, Primo and Epico, and it could be just like a throwaway 5-minute segment on the pre-show and just to get them out of the way. Have them cut a promo, and that's the biggest thing, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Get the crowd hype.
Hype's been going around a lot more lately.
Yes.
Not too sure why.
Well, Mojo Rawley's not
it's
hyped.
Not his fault. I know. He's not getting anybody hyped for anything.
He's getting them. He's staying them hype. Wait, what? Never.
He's not getting them hype. He's staying them. That's a good one. We were just talking about the Cruiserweight Championship. We've got the first title match. TJ Perkins is going to defend against Brian Kendrick. They keep going back and forth between whether or not they want to keep the in front of that. Did you notice that? They announced him as the Brian Kendrick like once or twice, but they don't ever like actually put that on the title for his little lower third and stuff.
I did not notice, but now that I know what to expect. And if I do not hear him call him the Brian Kendrick, then call the show a waste because nothing is important.
Then goddamn it, why didn't they call it Night of Champions?
No, I did notice that. Yeah, when Foley introduced him, he did say the, but then later on they were referring to him as just Brian Kendrick. So I think they should have some sort of consistency there. Keep the. He needs it.
Oh, maybe Mick Foley just fucked up.
Foley said it right.
Foley fucked up the Mark Twain stuff, so.
Yeah, he fucked that up big time.
I forget what he said. It was like with a dog fighting something or whatever. I don't know. He messed it up completely then. He was just kind of like, no, this is the real quote. Everybody still loves me, right? He's like, yeah, we love you, Mick.
Just feel bad for Daniel Bryan because he gets to commentate the whole Cruiserweight tournament, and then the Cruiserweight title is not on his brand, so now he's all sad.
Marvin Hollow made a joke about that on the final night. Corey Graves popped up, and he was doing something or whatever, and he's like, I'm so excited for them to go to Raw, and he was just kind of like, yeah, that's real fucking great. Great to see them fucking leave, that kind of a thing. Of course, he didn't say fucking, but it would have been fantastic if he would have. Just sitting there in Marvin Aldo's doing the whole, like, Mama Mia, this fucking asshole. It's like, whoa. Mauro, calm down a little bit. Not everything is the best thing in the world. But we do have two of the best cruiserweights in here. I think that this is the best matchup that they could have gone. Even though I would have been fine with Grand Metalik, I would have been fine with Cedric Alexander. If it would have been Rich Swann, different story, because I think that he's just creepy. But all those guys, for the most part, are talented and really entertaining. I think Perkins is probably a notch above all the rest, though. I'm totally rooting for him to win here, and I think that he's going to, because, I mean, you're not going to have a guy win a tournament, win a championship, and then drop it the next time, right?
I don't know. This one, I'm assuming that he would retain, but the Brian Kendrick is the veteran here. They keep pointing that fact out.
The veteran.
So, the veteran.
Oh, I know what the veteran, that's for damn sure.
Jesus Christ, true. So, I mean, I think it's still going to keep a program with him, whether or not he takes it, which I'm thinking he probably won't. But I think Kendrick is going to be chasing it for a little while longer here. And good for him. You know, probably, I'm thinking Kendrick is there mostly to put over the other guys. But I'd like to see him hold the title at least once before he leaves again. Huh.
I think it's a missed opportunity if they don't at some point put it on Brian. I mean, guy's like in his late 30s now or something like that. It's been a while since he's been in WWE. So
37.
37. Yeah.
So,
clerk's,
you know,
joke.
If he's going to be there, might as well keep him around. You know, maybe he could teach some of these cruiserweights a thing or two. I mean, he's one of the better talents that they've ever had there. So I really expect this match to be amazing. And if it's not, then I'm going to go cry or something. But no, I gotta hope at some point they put the title on him.
So now, does the T in TJ Perkins stand for the? Is he the J Perkins?
No, it's not the, it's TJ Perkins.
TJ Perkins against the Brian Kendrick. I think it's actually Teddy. He's like Teddy Joseph Perkins or something like that, which is like, Teddy Perkins, you sound like a fucking toy. Like, what was it, Teddy Ruxpin or something?
Yes.
It's Teddy
calling
Perkins.
Toys R Us. Do you guys have any more Teddy Perkins left?
Yeah. That's better than Manic, right? Apparently he used to be that guy. Who knew? We have the tag team championships on the line as well. New Day is going to be defending against Gallows and Anderson. I'm assuming by now, if Gallows and Anderson don't win these belts, they're kind of a lost cause. These guys have been sucking lately. And this is the only thing that can turn them around. They need to be taken more seriously. They need to stop the jokey stuff that's not funny. New Day dropping the belts are pretty much like that mercy thing to be like, no, guys, please care about the club again. So I'm going with Gallows and Anderson here.
Oh, my God. Yes, she is.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Yes, she is. She is. Yeah, I am also going with Gallows and Anderson here. I think they need it, just like you said, Tony. New Day. Well, I was thinking the same thing last time the titles were on the line with this matchup. I think they should have switched then, but I think this, even more now, the titles need to change here. So I'm really hoping that Gallows and Anderson pick up the win. New Day doesn't need it.
Now, Drew, we know that she is, but who's going to win this match?
You know, it's, I kind of hope Luke and Carl win it, but at the same time, I wouldn't be surprised if they don't win it. I mean, the New Day have yet to lose it, and it would be kind of weird for them to hold it after tonight, or not tonight, Sunday, but I don't know. It's hard to bet against the New Days because it feels like the past five times they should have lost the titles, and they didn't. So I don't know about that.
Well, the
exactly.
That's
what I'm a little worried about, is that they keep needing to lose the title and they retain. So yeah, you make a good point there, Drew.
Well, the last time that they had the belts on the line, it was SummerSlam, right?
Yeah, and they lost via disqualification.
Which, that was the 1 year mark if they would have retained that night. So that's why I think that they kept it that time. And then I think it's just a matter of, it's been a bunch of weeks and it's felt like it's taken way too long to get to Clash of Champions. But who knows, if the club ends up losing, they're in a bad spot. And then I have no idea where this tag division's going, because it can't be the Shining Stars. For God's sakes, it can't be the Shining Stars. Golden Truth, no, not a chance. And I really can't see them having the New Day feud with Enzo and Cass. So I think you need the club to be the transition feud for Enzo and Cass. And then, man, I don't know. Stranger things have happened, though. Who knows? And the New Day better not turn heel. They're way too good as baby faces.
I don't know. They've been faced for quite a while now, so I would not be surprised if they eventually turn heel again.
Since around WrestleMania, right? Or was it a little bit before that?
No, I think I guess it was around WrestleMania. I think that's when they made their big face. Who? Yeah, because they faced League of Nations, and that was like the one time that League of Nations beat them.
League of Nations sucked. God, I'm so glad that's over. We have Sami Zayn versus Chris Jericho. Kevin Owens is his best friend. Or Owen Kevin's his best friend. Either one. Former best friend against the current best friend. I am going Sami Zayn here. I think that Jericho puts people over enough that you kind of have to vote against him a little bit for the most majority of his matches. But if Jericho wins, I mean, there's nothing on the line here. It's nothing that says that either man has to win by default for any kind of reason or so. So I actually think this is going to be the best match of the night. I mean, well, outside of the main event, but I'm looking forward to this more than a lot of other ones.
I don't know if I'd be that sure this will be a match of the night. I feel like I've seen this match a few times where I think it's been a good match. I don't think I was blown away by it. I mean, Sami Zayn and Chris Jericho, two of the best in the company, but I don't know, something about it the last couple of times they faced on Raw didn't really have me as much in love with the match as it probably should have been. Though, I will say, I don't know, Chris Jericho has been putting over a lot of people this year. However, he's won quite a few more matches what I've thought he would have won this year. So, I quite honestly don't know who to but honestly win, because, you know, if Chris Jericho wins, it doesn't hurt Sami Zayn at all, and vice versa. If Sami Zayn wins, it doesn't really hurt Chris Jericho. So if they plan on extending the feud out, I kind of hope that Chris Jericho ends up picking up the win.
What about you, Kaelin? You want Y2J coming out on top, or do you think that Sami Zayn should win because it doesn't really matter?
Well, exactly. That's exactly what I was going to say. It doesn't really matter. There's not much going on here as far as anything really being on the line. So like Drew said, we've seen these guys match up a couple of times not too long ago. And true, it hasn't really blown the roof off the place, but maybe they were holding back. Maybe this time they're going to let it all out. So I don't know. I'm looking forward to it. Whether or not it's going to be the best match on the card, possibly, maybe not, though. I'm thinking it's really a coin flip for me. So at this time, I'm going to say Y2J.
At the very least, it'd be interesting to see whatever backstage promo they do, whether Jericho loses or he wins, if they do something with Kevin Owens. Now, of course, if Jericho wins, he's going to be talking to Kevin Owens and being like, yeah, just beat your best friend, your former best friend, and you're going to beat Seth Rollins later on. If he loses, then it's like, you know, you got to go out there, buddy, and I got your back, that kind of a thing instead. But I could see it going either way, and really, I mean, we've said it a couple times here, it really doesn't matter, so it's not like either one's going to be like, damn it, why did they go that route? Unless they bury somebody. And if that's the case, then they're all fucking idiots. But
Codebreaker out of nowhere 5 seconds into the match.
Yeah. I'd laugh at the very least. Why not?
No, they're going to do that thing they did with like the Fatal 4-Way Intercontinental Championship match a few months ago. I think it might have been at Payback, where Sami Zayn just started the match by just doing a hell of a kick to Kevin Owens. Just do that right. Just that's the end of the match. Though, you know, the thing with Chris Jericho, everyone thought he wasn't going to make it to WrestleMania. He made it to WrestleMania. He's been. When do you think it's going to be his last match for this run? If he has another one,
WrestleMania.
Really? So wait, you think he's going to go all the way up until next year?
Yeah,
I do. Yeah.
He might even go past that, but I think that they're building towards something. I don't think he's going to fight Kevin Owens, but I think he's going to have something decent for WrestleMania.
I think he's going to fight Owens before that.
I like the idea of Kevin Owens versus Chris Jericho at some point, just because of their best friend thing that they do now. But I'm
totally in for it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You think Chris Jericho would be the face in that instance?
I think so.
Yeah.
There's one thing that has to happen before they break up, though. And it has to happen really soon. That list of Jericho needs armbar on it.
I hope they keep this up. I like that gimmick.
Yeah, he's killing it. He's easily one of my favorite people on the roster right now. Jericho's just, I don't know, he's rejuvenated in a certain way. Everything that he's doing is great.
Yeah, maybe he realized Fozzy fucking sucks.
Maybe that's it. Maybe he's like, oh, I guess I got to put a little bit more effort into this now.
I like that he's keeping it fresh. He has new catchphrases. You know, he's had good ones in the past, but he's coming up with new stuff all the time too. So that's definitely keeping interest.
It's been a while since we've heard the like the standard couple Jericho ones, and I got kind of sick of hearing them. So now that we got the drink it in man and the quiet, quiet,
wait,
quiet.
Drink what in man?
It. We're not going to start that train again.
The it train.
Let's see what else we have. Three more matches left on the card that we haven't run down yet. The women's championship match. Charlotte is going to defend against Sasha Banks. No, wait, she's not going to fight against Sasha Banks. She's going to fight against Bayley. Wait a minute. No, she's going to fight against Sasha Banks. Wait a minute. No, she's going to fight against Sasha Banks and Bayley. God damn
what
it. How
twist.
Many times do they freaking change this matchup on us?
Like, eight.
Felt like it. I mean, I got sick and tired of changing the predictions over and over again. Just to basically say the same thing, because this all boils down to Charlotte's retaining it. It's going to be annoying as all hell.
No, Tony, see, what happened was they saw that you had it one way, and like, oh, no, we're going to change it to this guy named Tony Mango. We're going to fuck him over. And then we're going to file copyright claims on him, and he has to change the name of his podcast.
We're going to take this talking smack. And then Raw's going to make a show, and it's going to be Mark Out's moment. Jerks.
Basically.
Yeah, I do think that Charlotte's retaining here, unfortunately. I think that Sasha Banks and Bayley are specifically in the match as a triple threat to get in each other's way. And I don't want Charlotte to keep this belt. I'm sick and tired of her as champion. I've been sick of her for months. And nothing's changed. Her character is exactly the same as it was since, God, when did she turn heel?
Like
Royal Rumble maybe or so?
No, I feel like she turned heel before that.
It was before that.
Well, she beat Nikki around Night of Champions, I think.
No, she won the title at Night of Champions, and then they had a second match at Hell in a Cell. But then Paige turned on Charlotte, so they fought for a few nights or something like that.
And then Charlotte turned. So it's been months of that, and I'm just past it. I don't think she's really entertaining.
No. I don't think Charlotte brings out the best of other people. Other people bring the best out of Charlotte, and it's unfortunate because Charlotte just, you know, is the exact opposite of Ric Flair with charisma, personality, and like everything, selling, moves, all that crap. I'm not saying Ric Flair is God by any means. However, he is one of the best. He is one of the best men ever to wrestle and be at the biz. It's kind of weird how Charlotte is the exact opposite of him in every way. But I will say, I remember we were talking about Sami Zayn and Chris Jericho could possibly be a match of the night. I get a weird feeling that this could be one of the better women's matches that we'll have this year, and possibly the best.
It friggin' better be, because I'm sick and tired of these matches not living up to the hype. Like, this episode of SmackDown, my God, that tag team match between Naomi, Nikki, Carmella, and Natalya was trash.
Well, see, the thing is, we're talking about the SmackDown Women's Championship, and that is white garbage in, like, the worst possible way. So, I'm just saying that I'm, like, doing the cut it out thing with my neck right now, like, nah. I will not talk about SmackDown's women's wrestling period, because that is just terrible.
I actually like their division better.
Yeah, no. Well, see, there's more people in that division, and maybe in some way it is, but I've never been that big of a fan of Becky. So, Becky. I know Charlotte's not high on my list, but she might be right near Becky Lynch when it comes to how much I like them.
See, SmackDown wins because they have Harley Quinn, Alexa.
Wait, so is that an actual thing? She's doing that?
Oh, she
or is that
did
just
it
a picture?
A couple times.
Done it a couple times now.
That's it.
You got doing something a couple times.
Ah.
Bayley. Bayley and Sasha Banks are getting this title again down the line, but I don't think it's happening here. I think that this is built specifically just to keep the belt on Charlotte. And if anything, maybe Dana Brooke becomes the new feud.
I could see that.
Tony, never mind. SmackDown's women wrestling division is better. I forgot Dana Brooke's on Raw.
Yeah, and Nia Jax.
Oh, Well, she eats Snickers, and she's on the pre-show, so it doesn't bother me that much.
Yo, I could go for a Snickers right now.
Oh, man.
I'm more of a Milky Way type of guy. Actually, so what's better? Sasha Banks, Harley Quinn, or Alexa Bliss's?
Sasha Banks dressed up as Harley?
Oh, no, my bad. No, she did the Joker once. I lied.
I was going to say, yeah. Well, you know what? How about we combine our efforts? Harley Quinn's always got a thing for the Joker. The two of them can shack up and I can watch.
Jesus.
That's a much better entertaining segment than what the championship match might be. I don't know.
I'm actually looking forward to this championship match. Charlotte, Sasha, and Bayley. These women have wrestled together so many times. They know each other really well and they can play off that. And I think the triple threat will end up being more entertaining than it would have been had it been either of the singles matches we thought we were getting. So I'm looking forward to this. I'm definitely giving it, I would say, more than the benefit of the doubt. I'm thinking it's going to be a good match. And I do think Charlotte will retain, however.
However.
Ding.
Real quick, something that I thought of while watching Monday Night Raw. You got Charlotte, Sasha Banks. I want you guys to say the other person in there. Drew, who's the other person in the match?
Bayley.
Kaylin?
Bayley.
Okay. All right. Bayley. I've heard, I've said differently myself too, Bayley and Bailey. And I heard somebody, I can't remember who it was, say Bally.
Bally?
Recently. No, and it was like, Bayley and Bailey, I can get. Bally? No. That's,
I thought you were saying the Bailey to Belly. Finisher. Yeah. That's what you were trying to say. I was like, what the fuck are we talking about right now?
No, she's not winning with Bailey to Belly.
Bailey.
Or a Bally to Belly.
Well, she's definitely not a Bally.
Bally Total Fitness. Try to say all these five times fast, everybody. We have the United States Championship match. Rusev is going to finally, I hope at the very least, go up against Roman Reigns because they didn't do this shit like they should have done the first time.
No, they're going to do it twice. It's twice in a lifetime.
Well, if they don't have an actual match, I'm going to be so pissed off because I don't even really want to see this. And they keep dragging it out. But I'm really curious about who's going to win here. And I think that this is going to tie into another match that we haven't talked about yet that I wanted to kind of include it into this. The Best of Seven series, Cesaro and Sheamus. Because I think these matches are entirely dependent upon each other. I think if Roman Reigns wins that title, Sheamus is winning the Best of Seven series. And if Rusev retains in any fashion, whether it's DQ, he actually beats Roman Reigns, whatever, I think that's a guarantee that Cesaro wins.
Yeah, because I thought that was weird that for the whole Cesaro-Sheamus thing, they said they get a title shot, but they never really were very specific about what title.
And when they first started doing this Best of Seven series, Cesaro said that he had a title shot and he went for the world championship and Foley said, I'll give you a mid-card title shot. Well, he didn't say mid-card, but you know what I mean. And that ended up having that Cesaro-Rusev match. So they already had it in their brains that you can kind of swap it in and out. And if we have, spoiler alert, I think Kevin Owens is going to retain here. If we have Kevin Owens and Rusev both as champions, it has to be Cesaro.
It's just got to be Cesaro.
Either he or Kane. It's got to be one of the two. But if we get Roman Reigns winning the championship, I'm going to be very surprised if they get Cesaro to be the winner of the Best of Seven series. But, Drew, what are you thinking with those two matches? We're getting Cesaro, Rusev, Sheamus Reigns, some kind of weird heel-heel thing?
Well, see, you mispronounced it. First, it's the Best of 13 series match, and this is the final match in the Best of 13. Yeah. And I don't know. As much as I would like Roman Reigns to be United States champion, because you know, I was kind of looking forward to it a month ago, I kind of want Rusev to hold this title because Rusev, for the longest time, was my favorite part of Raw. Just hate him and Lana are still on fire. So I don't know if I want Roman Reigns to take the title off him yet. I don't know what he's going to do after this if he doesn't win it, but I kind of like Rusev with it. And if Rusev ends up winning, I kind of believe Cesaro might win as well. So, I don't know. Is there like anything added if one of them win this Best of Seven series? Do they like get a championship opportunity or anything like that?
Yeah, it's the whole point we're talking about.
Jesus, Drew.
I'm just making sure. Because, like, you know,
It was promised that they would get a title shot, but they didn't really specify which title.
No. I thought they had a match on Raw once, and the winner of that got a title shot, and they had a United States Championship match. Cesaro won, but you know, Sheamus interfered in it, causing a disqualification, and then they started this up. I didn't know if that translated to best of seven equals winner gets a championship match for this as well.
Yeah. They basically took that as like, well, that he didn't get his rightful title shot, so let's continue this as a seven series kind of a thing.
Okay. Now it makes sense.
It'd be hilarious, though, if they went, you do get a title shot against
Cruiserweight.
Fucking TNA.
No, just imagine, like, okay, you get a Cruiserweight Championship match, and just imagine Sheamus in a Cruiserweight Championship match against, like, TJ Perkins or any of them.
Against good old Teddy. A lot of people were thinking that this could have ended up being a thing where Cesaro would go to SmackDown to get a title shot, but I don't think that there's anything planned on that.
Kind of hope he does. SmackDown could use him.
I think he could use SmackDown more than SmackDown could use him.
I think SmackDown could use a lot of things right now.
They could use a pat on the back.
If he loses, he'll definitely... Listen, if Cesaro loses, I think if his character might kill himself. He takes wrestling so seriously. Listen, if I lose to Sheamus like four times in a best of seven thing, I would, you know, probably kill myself because I don't think I could deal with the humiliation. So I understand, Cesaro, if you do that.
Kaylin, you got the U.S. title match somehow potentially tied into best of seven. Who you going with those two matches?
I am really hoping that Rusev retains here. I love him as the champion. He looks so good with that belt. He just looks good anyway, right? And sorry, I don't know what was going on there. Roman Reigns. I mean, that's Mike's guy anyway, though. So I'm not going to go on Roman Reigns. As far as Rusev holding the title, I think Cesaro would be the ideal candidate for him to go up against. So I'm hoping that Cesaro wins and Rusev wins. And then Roman Reigns can go fuck off and fight Sheamus or something. I don't know.
All right. Well, if you had a choice between the two, do you get Roman Reigns as champion against Sheamus getting the title shot if they're going to feud with each other? Or are they just another mid-card feud?
Is who another mid-card feud?
Reigns and Sheamus. Like if we get Cesaro wins and his title match is against Rusev or something like that.
That's probably what they'd end up doing, I'm thinking. Roman Reigns, he has bigger fish to fry down the line. So I don't think it's going to really result in much other than just building Roman up a little bit if he does lose to Rusev. So I think it's just kind of treading water for Roman Reigns, basically. Just kind of getting him ready to be in that spot in the main title picture for the world title.
See, I think that there's going to be... I mean, if I'm going with my predictions, I'm going Rusev retains, Cesaro wins the title shot. And that way, that way they can kind of have either the Rusev title shot or Kevin Owens. Because I think that they might be feeding Kevin Owens Cesaro down the line. But I also think Roman Reigns might get that feud with Kevin Owens pretty soon. And it all depends on when they want to do that Triple H Seth Rollins match. If that's going to be WrestleMania, then Owens and Rollins are going to feud for a little bit longer. But...
Actually, I think Seth Rollins and Triple H might get a best of seven series match.
But no title shot at the end of it.
No, I mean, Triple H gets to just have all the titles since, you know, he is Triple H.
I still thought it would have been funny as hell if Triple H would have won that Cruiserweight title.
That would have been great.
Just at the very end, he's just kind of like, yeah, great job, TJ. Then he kicks him, pedigrees him, count the fucking pin. Be fantastic. And then he takes all the medals and stuff too, even though they rightfully won them. He's just like, my fucking medals.
I love that Photoshop picture of Triple H with all the titles on him. Yeah. That's great.
I'll just imagine adding the Cruiserweight and all the fucking medals to that.
And the trophy's just like sitting on his head. He's balancing it.
Oh, no. And just imagine if he also had the Andre the Battle Royal trophy as well.
What was that again?
Andre the Battle Royal trophy. No, Andre is the Battle Royal for now on.
Well, our final match to talk about here is for the Universal Championship, Kevin Owens against Seth Rollins. I mentioned it before. I think Owens is retaining here. I think the Triple H is going to cost the match for Rollins, and then they're going to kind of speed up the feud a little bit more. But could end up being something where that happens a little bit closer towards WrestleMania and they wait a little bit. I don't know. It kind of depends a little bit more on the Brock Lesnar thing. If they're doing Brock against Shane at WrestleMania, Triple H Rollins makes sense. And you got months that you have to wait for that. So either way, I still think we're heading to the same point. I still think Rollins and Triple H are going to fight. And if they're going to fight, you got to add more to it. Better way to do that? Cost Rollins the match. Kevin Owens is way too early in his title reign to drop it, especially after we just had Finn Balor lose it the next night. And Owens is the man, so fuck it. He better not lose. I'm digging the feud. I think this, if anything has more potential to beat Sami Zayn versus Chris Jericho as far as just like pure ring skills, well, in the Cruiserweight match, that could be really good too, but Owens and Rollins could very well be the best match of the night. And I'm looking forward to that more than anything, but I'm going Kevin Owens. Kalen, what you got?
I agree. I'm thinking this is probably going to be the best match of the night. I really hope and I believe that Kevin Owens will retain that title, but I'm thinking this time, since this is kind of their first one-on-one matchup, that we're going to have some kind of screwy finish. So I think it's going to continue on to the next pay-per-view, which is what, Hell in a Cell?
Yeah, unfortunately, or, yeah. That's the next Raw one.
So I'm thinking it's going to continue on. I think Owens is going to retain. I'm guessing some kind of screwy finish. I don't think either one of them is going to go over clean necessarily. So there'll be some kind of DQ or other fuck finish, and it'll just continue on down the road. But Owens will walk away still champion.
Drew, who you got, Rollins or Owens or Kevins?
Oh, Kevin, dude, all of the Kevins in this. But as much as I would like the idea of Seth Rollins winning the title again, I mean, Sean would be happy. He might come out of retirement again or something along those lines. But I don't know. I kind of like the idea of Seth Rollins versus Triple H sooner rather than later. And if this, well, because Tony, Seth Rollins isn't the man. That's Roman Reigns. But I'm going to go Kevin Owens. And if I have to deal with Kevin Owens versus Brock Lesnar at one point, I might kill myself because that's going to be boring as fuck.
Kevin Seth Owens Rollins. Versus Brock?
Yeah.
Seth Rollins is the man. Roman Reigns is the guy. Did you forget?
No. Hey, Kalen, no. He's not. It's Roman Reigns.
And the Cruiserweight champ is the Jay Perkins.
No.
The Teddy Perkins.
It's going to be Triple H. Just watch. He's going to do it this time. He's going to come out there and pedigree him.
I mean, you would have thought by now, after all these years, he would have added another H to that name.
Quadruple H.
Well, it should be like sextuple H by now.
Well, see, he could have been Quadruple H, but he tore his quad, so he can't.
Well, when it comes to best match of the night, we were already talking about that, but what do you guys think is going to be the worst match of the night?
It's probably going to be that pre-show match.
Alicia Fox and Nia Jax?
Yeah,
but, you know, that really isn't it? I never watch the pre-show, and I never, like, if I think of the worst match of the night, that's not supposed to be a part of the show. That's something that if I'm lucky enough to watch, I'll watch it. So I'm not going to go with that. Honestly, this is a really good card. The worst possible match. Most likely it might be Rusev or Reigns, but I don't even think that'll be that bad of a match. I just think this has the potential to be the best pay-per-view that is NXT related this year. Just all these matches could be great. So I have a lot of hope, but if I had to pick one, it'd be Rusev versus Reigns.
As far as the worst one on the main card, discounting the pre-show match, I would probably say Cesaro versus Sheamus, even though both of those guys can really go. And I'm a big fan of Cesaro, not so much of Sheamus, but that matchup, especially since we've seen it so many times recently, I think that one might kind of be a slow spot of the night. So hopefully they stack the card in the proper order that it doesn't really kill the momentum of everything. But overall, just looking down the card on paper, it looks like a solid show, which I didn't feel the same way for the last one that we had, the SmackDown pay-per-view a couple weeks ago. This one, just looking at it, looks like a great show to me.
I'm actually looking forward to it quite a bit. I think it has a lot of potential behind it, but then you never know. Some of the best cards have been the ones that looked the shittiest, and some of the ones that looked like it was a guaranteed success ended up being kind of crummy. Mm-hmm. But I do have to go with the best of seven being probably my least favorite outside of the pre-show match because, like you said, I mean, we've seen it more than seven times. And I think that they've kind of ran out of ideas of what they need to do. So if you're going to shortchange something, make that the quick one. Just get it out of the way. And again, who knows? Maybe we're going to be like talking about how weird that they overbooked the Owens-Rollins match or something really odd could happen with the club and the New Day. Like maybe they want to try to get the humor stuff back again or something. I don't know, but I think a guaranteed success is going to be that Cruiserweight Championship match. I think a guaranteed success is going to be Zayn and Jericho. We got a lot of other options that could be good too. So for those that are on the fence about checking the card out, I think that you should. And of course, we're going to be reviewing everything that happens on the card in our post show right after the pay-per-view. So then if you missed it then, and you still want to know whether or not it was good enough to go back and check out, then we'll let you know then. As far as all the matches and the outcomes and whatever else we need to run down for that. So that's going to be coming up Sunday night, probably around like 11:30 or so. But for those that were asking about the live pay-per-view post-shows, I'm not too sure if I'm going to be doing them live anymore. It kind of all depends. I don't think our Mixler has the two-hour limit anymore. And even though we usually don't get around that point, I kind of, it's like a little bit worrisome that it might get cut off at some point. But if we do have it live, I'll let everybody know. If not, then obviously that'll just be posted up on YouTube. But for everything else, keep checking out the YouTube page. Obviously, subscribe if you haven't already. Hit that thumbs up button and follow us on Facebook and Twitter. But I'm going to pass this over to you guys if there's anything else that you want to throw out to the people to check out. Drew.
Well, you can follow me on the Twitter machine at DrewSifWhite. You can go to McFrickinDuncan on the YouTube machine. Subscribe there. Go to the Mega Maniacs on the Facebook machine and join the group there. And this is just a reminder that Ricky, the Torpedo Marinara, it's day 124, baby, and it's never going to stop.
I really hope if for some reason Peyton carries over the lineage of that when he gets 2K17 set up, really hope that you lose the first night.
Oh, no, I'm most likely.
So great.
I have not been able to watch many streams lately, so I imagine everyone has more XP than me. So I'm going to have like a level 50 and everyone's going to be level 99s all the way and I'm going to get fucked. Like no loop or something retarded like that. Like they will bend me over and fuck me sideways. That's when it's going to happen, Tony.
Well, only if you, that thing happens that you were talking about earlier. Can't remember what it was. But
oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Nia Jax losing. Yeah. Okay.
Kalen, anything you want to mention?
Yeah, you can follow me on the Twitter also at Kalen Ferris, and Ricky Marinara is going down. Dickie Fantastic is coming back in a big way.
In a fantastic way.
The Fantasticist.
All right, guys. That's coming up a little bit later on this week, though. That's it for this week's normal set of content if you've already checked out the other stuff. So we will see you when we see you, everybody. This has been another Smarkout Moment, and we're being counted out.